This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Radha Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Participating in the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House J.P. Nadda said, "The President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring." He said a speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Nadda said from being part of the fragile five economies, now India has become the world's fastest major economy. He said the government is working with the vision of reform, perform and transform. The minister said that the president also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions while emphasizing the journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on motion of thanks and President's address. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both houses on 28 January. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, while participating in the discussion, G.M. Bala Yogi of the TDP supported the motion of thanks, saying the President's address presents a confident national roadmap rooted in reforms, inclusions and long-term competitiveness. He said the President's address highlights the creation of 25 lakh jobs in electronics manufacturing and the engagement of more than 1 crore Indians across the IT services and global capability centres. Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of the BJP supported the motion of thanks and raised the issue of corruption during Congress rule. When he made reference about the books related to the former Prime Ministers Jawaharlal Nehru and Indira Gandhi, the presiding officer asked Mr. Dubey to speak only on motion of thanks as the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has given a ruling in the matter. Amidst opposition uproar, the chair was adjourned, has adjourned the house till 5 p.m. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the historic Indian-US trade deal is a significant step towards strengthening relations between the two countries and advancing the journey of India towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Goyal said, "During this trade agreement, India has been able to successfully safeguard its interests in sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy." The minister informed the House that the deal was concluded after several rounds of deliberations spanning nearly a year and during which several key areas of the bilateral trade agreement were finalized. The minister said the deal reflects the deepening engagement between the world's two largest democracies.
On 2nd February 2026, PM and US President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation on several matters of bilateral and international importance. After this, President Trump announced a reduction in tariffs to 18% on Indian exports to the United States. This rate is comparatively lower than the tariffs imposed by the US on several other countries, which will enhance the competitiveness of Indian exports in the U.S. market. This agreement will open new opportunities for small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, skilled workers and industry.
India has joined the BRICS Center for Industrial Competencies, BCIC, to provide integrated support services to manufacturing companies and micro, small and medium enterprises across BRICS countries. India joined the BCIC at an event organized by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in New Delhi. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the National Productivity Council, NPC, has been designated as the India Center for BRICS Industrial Competencies. It said that the NPC will spearhead the country's engagement with BCIC and contribute to capacity building, productivity, enhancement and adoption of advanced manufacturing practices. The BCIC launched in partnership with the United Nations Industrial Development Organization aims to support industrial innovation, modernization and international cooperation across BRICS economies and beyond. In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, the second semi-final match between India and Afghanistan is underway at the Harare Sports Club in Harare. Afghanistan were 147 for 2 in 31 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.